It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They begin this week by telling us the paths of Lexington's Woodland Park may turn into yellow brick roads this weekend during Summerfest.
That's because it's returning with the Whiz this year. Of course, the early 1970s adaptation of Frank L. Baum's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz starred Stephanie Mills on Broadway, and then in the movie version, famously Diana Ross and Michael Jackson and Nipsey Russell. And then kind of down the cast list a little bit, I thought this was really interesting. Felicia Rashad was a munchkin in this movie. So, but they're bringing the stage version out to Woodland Park. So we'll hear some songs that maybe we haven't, we haven't heard in other renditions of The Wiz before. But of course, you'll get Ease On Down the Road and the classics from it in this production. So just a great chance. This is the only show Summerfest is doing this summer. So if you like your summer theater out in Woodland Park, this weekend and next weekend are the chances to catch it. While we're talking about things like scarecrows and Tin Woodsmen and Cowardly Lions, we have another creature coming to Comedy Off Broadway this weekend.
It's Piff the Magic Dragon.
Does he live by the sea?
His name is actually John Vanderput, but he actually wears a dragon costume. And he's accompanied by Mr. Piffles, his chihuahua. And John was a finalist in the 2015 season of America's Got Talent. And he's performed at Bonnaroo. And Cheryl Truman has written a story about him, where she compared him to Barney the Purple Dinosaur, which we all know, and Grumpy Cat. So that sounds like a fun night. So he's going to be there Friday through Sunday at Comedy Off Broadway. And also, we have going on this weekend, another favorite is Night Market tonight down at Bryan Avenue. And over in Berea, the Berea Craft Festival, where we have more than 100 artists there showing and selling their work, and that's Friday through Sunday. And down the road, we have yet another big music festival brewing.
That's true. If you head down to Berea and want to just keep going south after you visit the Craft Festival, you could go to the Master Musicians Festival down in Somerset. And this is an annual event, and their headliners seem to be getting better and better every year. This year it's the Old 97s, who have a new album out that's put them back in the music conversation. As Walter Tunis points out, Old 97s are very familiar to Lexington. They had been coming here and playing for years. So this will be a chance to catch them in a different setting. And then there are other headliners like Blackberry Smoke on Saturday night, kind of familiar for gigs at Manchester Music Hall and places like that. And Dawes, along with some very familiar local acts like Local Honeys and the Wooks, will also be down there. So great chance to catch some music down in Somerset.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. And you can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.